Number 7.
What time are you leaving for the airport?
A. Right after the weekly meeting. B. The international terminal. C. Yes, it's a direct flight. Number 8.
Do you want to purchase an extended warranty?
A.
Thanks for giving me an extension.
B.
Here is my membership card.
C.
No, I don't need it.
Number 9.
The car engine is repaired, isn't it?
A.
Parking lot A.
B.
There is enough room for 4.
C.
Yes, but it requires a test drive.
Number 10.
When will you take time off to visit your family?
A.
They live in the countryside.
B.
Sometime in May.
C.
They're doing well, thanks.
Number 11.
How do I install the new accounting software?
A. He is a certified accountant. B. I paid the last installment. C. I will show you. Number 12. Would you mind waiting in the lobby for the doctor? A.
Yes, I have a severe headache.
B.
On the first floor as you enter.
C.
No problem, I'll read some magazines.
Number 13.
Where are you sending this package?
A.
Until tomorrow.
B.
Yes, by express mail.
C.
To the branch office on Carlson Street.
Number 14. Weren't you supposed to handle this contract? A.
We received bids from contractors.
B.
Ms. Hans assigned me to another one.
C.
It's a proposed venue.
Number 15.
Should we call a taxi or take the subway?
A.
At Central Station.
B.
Isn't it rush hour right now?
C.
No, 2 round-trip tickets.
Number 16.
Why don't you take some brochures?
A.
I already received the one by mail.
B.
You can order it online.
C.
On the table by the entrance.
Number 17. Where would you suggest holding the annual employee dinner? A.
We enjoyed the food a lot.
B.
Hold the red button for 3 seconds.
C.
Benjamin Hotel downtown can accommodate us.
Number 18.
Please do not release your login ID and passwords.
A. Ask the IT department. B. I'll keep them in a safe place. C. A mix of letters and characters. Number 19.
Smiley Office Supplies usually gives a discount for bulk orders, doesn't it?
A. We only ordered 5 boxes this time. B. Yes, we accept your special requests. C. To Mr. Baker's office. Number 20.
Where did you find these photographs of old Chicago?
A.
As of next quarter, maybe.
B.
He is a beginner photographer.
C.
At the City Public Library.
Number 21.
I'm searching for a commercial space for a Thai restaurant in Dalton City.
A.
Emily Real Estate has the widest list.
B.
It's full of exotic dishes.
C.
Are you ready to order now?
Number 22.
Why does this presentation schedule contain some spelling errors?
A.
It was a birthday gift from my cousin.
B.
There is a new part in the storage room.
C.
I will ask Rachel to revise it.
Number 23.
Which meeting room do you want to reserve?
A. The one where we conducted the job interview. B. No, I didn't make a reservation. C. A table for three, please. Number 24. Who's in charge of planning the company picnic? A.
It wasn't announced yet.
B.
Thursdays are best for me.
C.
At a park near the office, I think.
Number 25.
Has Ms. Bennett submitted her request for travel reimbursement?
A.
This is the new request form.
B.
She just returned yesterday.
C.
2 weeks from now.
Number 26. When will the new company website be ready to launch? A.
A variety of lunch specials.
B.
This is not an ideal site.
C.
There are still a lot of design issues.
Number 27.
I wouldn't take that route at this time of the day.
A.
You can take the map.
B.
The road work is all done now.
C.
Please come back at a later time.
Number 28.
The question and answer session won't last long, will it?
A.
He joined as a panel member instead.
B.
No, just 10 minutes are allowed.
C.
Yes, it's on the second floor.
Number 29. How can I reserve tickets for the final performance? A.
It departs promptly at 7 p.m.
B.
Only theatre members can buy them in advance.
C.
It received favourable reviews.
Number 30. Hasn't your workload also increased recently? A.
It doesn't work properly.
B.
The extended office hours.
C.
I can still complete projects on time.
Number 31.
I can't believe how many people sent in their resumes for this opening.
A. The production will resume tomorrow. B. Right, we need more people to review them. C. Indicate the position you are applying for in the email title.